Lady Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, The Cowboy and the Lady. The starring players...
This is Olivia de Havilland.
This is Gregory Peck.
And this is Patsy Moran.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players and Samuel Goldwyn's delightful comedy of High Heels and Spurs, appropriately titled The Cowboy and the Lady. It stars Gregory Peck as Stretch Willoughby, Olivia de Havilland as Mary Smith, and Patsy Moran as Ellie the Maid. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players and the Cowboy and the Lady. The trouble with Mary is that her name is Smith. Not any old Smith, you understand. Oh, no. Her father is the wealthy and famous Judge Smith, who has dreamed of only one thing all his life, to be nominated for the presidency. Of course, the merest hint of scandal sends the judge into a tailspin. So when Mary goes to a gambling club, and the club is raided, and the judge finds out...
Mary, this is awful, awful. If the newspapers ever pick this up...
A name like Mary Smith. How could they, Dad? And my picture's never appeared anywhere. They've no idea what I look like.
Well, some reporters can pry out anything. And just as I had that nomination cinched. Mary, I've got to get you out of town tonight. I'll charter a plane.
A plane? For where?
For Florida. Take a maid and a butler and open the house. And don't do anything till you hear from me.
Which explains why Mary is in Florida. Slightly out of season. Not doing anything and not liking it either.
Miss Mary, will you be going out tonight? No, Ellie, I'm not going out tonight. Again. Yes, miss? Ellie, do you know any card games at all? Not very many. Casino, maybe. Oh, I'm crazy about casino. Would you play with me?
I'd love to, Miss Mary. But, well, you see,
You have a date?
Well, I could call and break it, miss. It's just a fellow from the rodeo.
A cowboy?
Yes, miss.
Well, I wouldn't think of letting you break it. Have a good time.
Thank you, miss. Will there be anything else?
No, I don't think so. Unless... Ellie?
Yes, miss?
Ellie, has he got a friend?
Which explains in turn how Mary Smith, the heiress, happens to be going on a date with the maid. A blind date, in fact. And to Ellie, that's rather important.
You see, a blind date like this, miss, a fella might be kind of scared. You gotta sort of help him
cooperate?
Yeah. I wouldn't want him to think you're just a cold fish. Oh,
You mean a cold fish? Ellie, do you think I'm a cold fish?
Why, I...
Now, tell me the truth.
Well, you don't exactly sizzle.
Well, what do you think I should do about it?
Well, I was thinking maybe if I gave you some pointers, kind of show you how my system works.
You've got a system?
Oh, sure. Say, for instance, you decide you want him to kiss you. You always start out by soft soaping them, see?
Flattery, eh? That's maneuver number one.
Correct. And if that don't work, you make him talk about himself. That's number two.
But how can he talk and kiss you at the same time?
Well, he can't keep talking forever, can he?
I see. And what's maneuver number three?
Oh, that's for emergencies. It's surefire, miss. That's when you tell him the hard luck story.
You mean I work on his sympathy?
It's like money in the bank. And then if you slip in a tear or two, I absolutely guarantee he's yours. What do you say?
Well, I say, let's go out and start maneuvers.
I told Sugar we'd meet him here after the show and to bring along a... Oh, there he is now. See him, miss?
The little one with the high heels?
Those are cowboy heels. The other one is yours. The other fellow, I mean. Now, just remember the system I told you.
Hi, Ellie. Hi, honey.
Hi, Sugar.
Say, Ellie, I want you to meet my friend Stretch.
Hi, Stretch.
Hi, Ellie.
Boys, I want you to meet my friend Mary Smith.
Hi, Mary.
I'm very. Hiya, boys.
That's what I like, a gal who talks our language.
Yeah. Come on, folks, I think we'd better walk.
You know, Stretch, these roads get pretty lonesome at night. I'm glad I've got a man to protect me.
Yeah.
Especially one who's so tall and strong.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought you were wonderful in the rodeo tonight. About the best rider I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I got awfully excited when you threw that steer.
Yeah.
I was scared. I screamed. Didn't you hear me?
Nope.
Well, I did, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I think you're brave and daring and handsome, too. There, what have you got to say to that?
Well, I think maybe we'd better mosey on home.
This is it, boys. This is my...
This is where we work, Mary and me.
Oh, yes, of course. Come on in.
Say, maybe we should have gone around the back door.
Well, this is the back door. Wait, I'll turn on some lights. There we are.
Well, I'll be a coyote's uncle. Say, Sugar, did you ever see a commissary as big... Hey, Sugar. Well, what do you know? They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ellie must have had some job to finish.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Say, what do you work at around here?
Me? Oh, I'm a lady's maid. Of course, right now, my lady's away.
Yeah, well, what do you do for her when she's here?
Oh, lots of things. I brush her hair and help her dress.
Why, ain't she got sense enough herself? How old is she, anyway?
About my age.
Married?
Not yet.
What's she waiting around for?
Well, maybe she hasn't found the right man.
Yeah?
Or maybe she's found him and he hasn't found her.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's found her and won't admit it.
Yeah.
Oh, it could happen, you know. It could happen to anyone. To you. Don't you think so?
Nope.
But it could. Now, you take a man like yourself. You could be sitting here with me just sort of talking, and for all I know, you might be dying to hold my hand.
Oh.
Or even to take me in your arms and kiss me.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Go?
Yeah, you see, we're shoving off tonight. The show's going on to Galveston. I gotta put Dusty on the boat. That's my horse, you see. And, well, he won't take orders from no one but me, so, well, you understand. I'm awful sorry, but...
It's all right, Stretch. I guess Dusty wins.
Where is he, Mary? What did you do with him?
Not a thing, Ellie, and it wasn't my fault.
You mean no luck?
Not a bit. He's out there on the porch playing the harmonica and waiting for Sugar to truck on home with him.
Oh, that's too bad. You sure you tried everything?
Everything you told me and a few of my own.
Even number three?
Number three?
The emergency. You know, the hard luck routine.
Oh, my goodness. I completely forgot about that. Ellie, can I have another chance?
Why not?
Well, he wants to leave. He's waiting for Sugar.
Yeah, but Sugar's waiting for me. You get out there. I'll keep Sugar melted down.
Thanks. Stretch, I told Ellie you're waiting. She'll be sending Sugar out. Eventually.
Much obliged.
You don't mind too much having to wait?
Nope.
You know, I envy you, Stretch. Nothing ever seems to bother you. I wish I could always take things that way.
You don't look to me like you've had a tough time.
You don't think so? That's funny. That's really very funny.
Well, what's the matter? Gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's all right, Stretch.
Well, yeah, but making you cry like that. What's the trouble? Maybe you want to tell me.
No, I wouldn't want to burden you.
Why not? It might be good to get it off your chest. Maybe I can help.
Oh, you're very kind.
What is it, Mary? Is it your family?
Uh-huh. Mostly my father.
Your father?
His drinking.
Oh. His drinking?
Night after night. Sometimes for weeks without stopping. He hasn't worked a single day in 12 years.
12 years? Who supports him? Oh, I see. Any more in the family?
Well, there's five of us children, including me.
Well, don't any of the others work? Why not?
Oh, they're so young. All girls.
Oh, gosh. Poor kid sisters, and you support them all.
Oh, I don't mind. They're all such darlings. Only sometimes, well, last year, for instance, when Dottie and Henrietta both had the measles.
At the same time?
And Georgia had the flu, and I was out of work, and the bills were piling up, and, well, sometimes I just don't know how I can go on.
Oh, gee, you poor kid.
Oh, you're so understanding.
And you're mighty sweet, mighty sweet. Say, you kiss like you really mean it.
Well, maybe I do. Would you like to try again?
Hey, Stretch, it's time for us to vamoose. Stretch, don't you think we better be? Say, why don't you go down by the swimming pool? It's cooler there.
You know, Sugar was right. It is much cooler here by the pool.
Yeah.
And the orange blossoms smell so nice.
Yeah. For a while, I thought it was that stuff I got on my hair.
Well, if it is, I like it.
It's like Ma Hawkins was telling me. She's the one who feeds us out at the ranch. She was telling me about the time Jim come to ask for her hand. He got all spruced up and smelling like a barber shop. And when he got to a front gate, why, all the dogs in town was tailing him.
Well, there aren't any dogs following you.
Well, I guess maybe I didn't put enough on. Look, Mary, we're getting on that boat for Galveston tonight, and I was sort of thinking to myself, I mean, you ever been out to Montana, Mary?
No.
Well, it's beautiful. A girl like you would be just crazy about it. And I was figuring, well, if it's okay with you, well, I started to build a house before I come out with the show, and I was thinking Ma Hawkins could put you up till I got it finished, and after a while we could change it around any way you liked, and...
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Stretch. Maybe next summer when I get my vacation.
Next summer?
We could have some more wonderful evenings like this. I've had a wonderful time, haven't you? And I was just thinking to myself, I'd be lucky if I met such a nice fellow again the next blind date I go out on.
The next blind date?
Oh, you don't know what trouble a girl can have. Sometimes you meet the most awful people.
Too bad. I guess I was wrong.
Wrong?
Well, for a while tonight, I've been thinking you were on the level. That this all really meant something to you.
Oh, it does. I've never had so much fun.
I was thinking that last I'd met a girl who didn't measure things by how many men she'd kissed in a week. Well, as I said before, I was wrong.
Please, Stretch.
If you don't mind now, I think I'll get going. I kind of feel like I need a bath.
Oh, Stretch.
No, on second thought, I think you're the one that needs a bath.
No. Don't you dare.
Oh, yes, I do dare.
Put me down. I said put me... Stretch!
You better get out of them wet clothes fast. Here, let me help you, miss.
Thanks.
That lunkhead tossed me in the pool like that. I'd like to catch up with him just once. I'd tell him a thing or two, or three. I'd say to him,
Now, Ellie. I haven't time. Get me out my gray suit, will you?
Your gray suit, miss? Where are you going?
I'm catching the boat for Galveston.
Galveston? With him?
I've got some terribly nice things to tell him, too. Very nice, Ellie. Very nice.
Miss Mary, you mean that cow hands hooked you?
Ellie, let's put it a little more delicately. Let's say he just used the fourth maneuver.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Tonight I'd like you to join me in a little experiment. Are you ready? First, close your eyes. Are they closed? Now, run your fingertips over the inside of your arm. Feel how soft the skin is, how silky. Now feel your forehead, your chin, your cheeks. Feel the difference? Yes, you feel the dryness, the bumps. Now, why don't you make me prove that Lady Esther Face Cream can make the skin of your face as soft, maybe smooth, as the skin of your inner arm. Remember, I said prove. Not 3 days, or even 3 minutes. All I ask, 30 seconds on my preventing patch test, which will show you the glamorous difference Lady Esther Face Cream makes in your appearance. Sorry. To make this interesting patch test, just smooth a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. See the difference, the clear, fresh look of that patch of skin. Then, most convincing of all, feel the difference with your fingertips from just one application of Lady Esther face cream. You see, this one cream by itself thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and it leaves a smooth base on which face powder looks simply marvelous. I'm sure you want this proof. Proof you can see on your own skin in your own mirror. Decide now to let the patch test show you the instant beautifying effect of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream.
And now the second act of The Cowboy and the Lady, starring Patsy Moran, Olivia de Havilland, and Gregory Peck. Well, Mary follows Stretch aboard the boat, and that leads them both to maneuver number 5, a wedding performed by the captain of the ship, which causes a stir in the rodeo crowd, with Sugar being especially upset.
Say, I wonder if she married Stretch for his dough.
But Mary and Stretch are in a world all their own. Arrived in Galveston, they're divinely happy. And they might have continued right on that way if Donna Meachie had never invented the telephone.
Oh, Miss Mary, I'm so glad I reached you. I've been trying to get you everywhere.
Why, Ellie, what's the matter?
There's a telegram here from your father, miss. He's coming down to Florida.
To Florida? But he can't. He can't come right now.
I know he can't, but he is. And he's bringing a lot of politicians along, and that Mr. Henderson who controls the nomination. They're going to expect you to entertain. Oh, Miss Mary, you better rush back.
But, Ellie, that's impossible.
Now, Miss Mary, look.
I'm sorry about Dad. I hate to let him down, but I can't come back now because...
Because why?
I'm married.
Married? You mean you married the cow, the boy, the... Oh.
Ellie. Ellie, what's happened? What's wrong? Ellie, this is no time to faint. This is long distance.
Hello, Mary. Hiya, honey.
I'm all right, Stretch.
Well, I don't sound much like it. Anything wrong?
No, it's been so hot all afternoon.
Well, the fellow who called you to the phone told me you had a long distance call. Any trouble at home?
No.
Still, I guess you worry about your father.
Well, at times.
And your sisters, too. I've been thinking, Mary, if we could get him out to the ranch, we could take care of him some way.
Oh, no, Stretch. Don't you worry about that.
Well, I got to. I was thinking that maybe you better go back and see that they get settled.
Go back?
Yeah, I figure if you go back and get him fixed up, you can be out to the ranch by Tuesday.
The ranch? I don't understand.
Now, this ain't no kind of life for you. For me, either. I'm quitting the rodeo end of this week, and I'll be home by Tuesday. Of course, if you don't like the idea.
I love it, Stretch. And, Mr. Willoughby, more than anything, I love you. Don't you see, Ellie, I had to do it this way. Stretch thinks I'm just a lady's maid.
And your father thinks you're just a lady. What's going to happen when he learns the truth?
Well, I'll find out when he finds out. Meanwhile, don't tell anyone I married. Not anyone.
I won't.
I'll wait till Dad gets here and sort of get things going for him. Then I'll tell him what's happened and run. By Tuesday, I'll be at the ranch with Stretch.
I don't think you will. Not by Tuesday.
Why not?
Tuesday? That's the day your father's getting in.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, okay, Stretch. What brings you up here again? Something on your mind?
No, just looking over the house again. With a girl like Mary, you can't be too careful. Got a few things to figure out. You just go right ahead.
Oh, sure.
Let me see now. The fireplace is going to be here, and mantel about here, and Mary's chair ought to go about here. No, maybe a little nearer the fire. Yeah. Now, that'll be better, won't it, Mary?
Huh?
Oh, nothing. Just talking.
Oh.
Let me see now. The window ought to be about here. Yeah, just about. Mary, what do you think? Window okay? Oh, you think it's warm in here? Sure, I'll open the window. Happy to do it for you, honey. Oh, boy, that's wonderful air, huh? Just like I told you. Gee, makes you hungry. What do you say we eat, Mrs. Willoughby? Right over here, ma'am, the dining room. Go ahead, have a seat, Mrs. Willoughby. Hmm? Oh, must be somebody at the door wanting to come and wish us luck. Wanting to tell us that...
All I want to tell you, Stretch, I think you're going loco all of a sudden.
Oh, Ma, that ain't no way to talk. I was just making things up, just sort of playing house.
Fine goings-on when there's work to be done. Here's a telegram just come for you.
Telegram? Gosh, maybe the train's early, huh? What time is it, anyway?
About 2:00. What time is that gal supposed to get here? You hear me, Stretch? I asked what time the...
She ain't coming, Ma. Not today.
Oh, must have been delayed. That telegram say when she will be here?
No, all it says is next week. Maybe.
Ellie, I know it's been difficult, only two in hell, but you know how much this means to my father.
Oh, I ain't worried about myself. I don't mind the work. But what about you, miss? When do you figure you'll get away?
Oh, I wired Stretch again this morning. I told him next week, sure.
You told him that last week. He's going to smell a rat.
But, Ellie, these politicians, the fathers...
Same thing.
I'd better get in there. Are the cocktails ready?
Yes, miss, a lot of them. I figure if we give them enough to drink, they won't even know what the dinner tastes like.
Few more days of this and I won't care. Start serving, Ellie. I've got to go in.
Fine thing, all right. Them politicians can drink and eat more than anybody I ever saw. Now, who's that? Oh, dear. Look here, mister. If you're trying to sell any brushes or,
Hi, Ellie. Where's my wife?
Your wife?
Yeah, I've been getting kind of worried about her. I thought I'd better come and see. Is she all right?
Oh, yes. I mean, well, I don't know exactly. You see, she don't work here anymore.
Well, where does she live?
I don't really know.
Well, that's funny. You're a good friend of hers, aren't you?
Oh, sure. That is, look, you better get out of here. I could lose my job. The boss is here.
Boss, I will say, maybe she knows where Mary lives.
Oh, no, she don't. I'm sure she don't.
Well, tell her I want to see her, will you?
Huh? Oh, I couldn't. I'm sorry,
Say, you're acting awful funny. Maybe I better ask her myself.
Oh, no, you can't.
Who says I can't?
I say you can't. You can't go in there. If you do, I'll lose my... Situation's wanted. Here I come.
Say, what's Mary doing with all them people? I thought she wasn't here.
Yes, what is it, young man?
I'm sorry, mister. I didn't mean to bust in like this. I was looking for somebody.
I'm Judge Smith. This is my home, apparently. You've made a mistake.
Yeah, a big mistake. An awful big mistake.
Stretch. Wait, Stretch, I've got to talk to you. You've got to let me explain. Please, darling, please.
Lady's maid, huh? You were bragging.
Ellie, he's gone. What'll I do?
Miss, this is one time I wouldn't know. I don't think my system covers this.
Hiya, fellas. How you doing?
Oh, okay, Stretch. Fine. I'd have the roof on by tomorrow.
I just got back. Thought I better come up and tell you. You might as well quit. Just leave it go the way it is.
Like this, unfinished.
Mary.
Stretch, I'm willing to rough it out here, but don't you think we ought to have a roof?
How'd you get here?
Oh, I had a long talk with my father. He's chartered a private plane for me. You know, he's quite a man for chartering planes. It amounts to a hobby.
Oh, why'd you come here? What do you want?
That's what I tried to explain, but you wouldn't let me. This is what I want, Stretch. This house, this country, this life together. Only I can't keep running after you forever. Stretch, don't send me away again, please.
All right, fellas, what are you waiting for? Come on, get busy. You got a house to build.
Okay, Stretch.
Oh, Stretch.
Gosh, Mary, it's going to be swell.
Yes, but darling, I've been looking over the house. You better have them add another room.
Another room? What for?
Well, for the moment, we'll just call him maneuver number 6.
Thank you, Gregory Peck, Patsy Moran, and Olivia de Havilland for a delightful half hour.
It was a pleasure to be here, Mr. Bradley. We know that the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, so vital to all of us in the industry, are supported largely by these radio programs, and we're all proud to help the good work. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Mr. Havilland. Ladies, when you buy a face powder, you naturally expect it to be flattering. That's what you use powder for, to flatter you, to make your skin look smoother and lovelier. But Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder goes a step further. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is not just flattering. It's intensely flattering, and to almost every skin it touches. Here, for the first time, is a shade that takes guesswork out of choosing your face powder. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or black. Whatever your natural coloring, you'll find that Lady Esther Bridal Pink does surprising, delightful things for your entire appearance. It seems to change the very tone of your skin, gives it life and radiance. It lends sparkle to your eyes. Some women have told me it even makes their features look smaller. Lady Esther Face Powder spreads in a fine, clinging film, completely hiding tiny lines and blemishes. It stays on hour after hour, always fresh and lovely as though just applied. For a really exciting experience, try this. First apply Lady Esther Face Cream. Wipe it off. Then dip your puff in Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder and pat it gently all over your face. You'll love the way you look. You'll feel young and gay and ready for romance. Remember, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream, Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Bachelor Mother. It will star David Niven, Francis X. Bushman, and Ginger Rogers. Be sure to listen. The picture, The Cowboy and the Lady, was produced by Samuel Goldwyn, whose next production is The Kid from Brooklyn, starring Danny Kaye. Olivia de Havilland will soon be seen in the Paramount picture To Each His Own. Gregory Peck may soon be seen in the David O. Selznick production, Duel in the Sun. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, and good night, all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.